We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. I want to invite all the kids who are sixth grade and under to come on up. I have a present for you. Since today is Giveaway Sunday, and if you have young kids who are kind of a little nervous about it, parents, you can come up too. And if you guys don't mind, before I give you your present, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. So why don't you guys sit by the Christmas tree and... So, this is Advent season, right, you guys? So during Advent season, we try to remember what it was like to wait for Jesus to come. And we celebrate Jesus coming on Christmas, but we wait, like we relive that. And so it's kind of cool because, you know what, we do that because it actually helps us to celebrate Christmas even better because we try to remember what it was like before we had Jesus, right? So it's cool when we celebrate that he's actually here. And last week we talked about promises, right? We talked about how the promise of God was forgotten. So God gave all of us a promise, gave Israel a promise that he was going to send a Savior, and they forgot it, right? So this week, though, we're going to talk about how God used Isaiah to remind the nation of Israel that he was sending a Savior again. So let me ask you guys a question. Have you guys ever forgotten anything? You guys ever forget things? Yeah, I bet your parents would tell me that you do, right? But you forget things. Like, what do you do to help you remember things, though? What do you do to keep from forgetting? Anybody out there? You write it down, right? You give yourself a reminder. We call that a reminder. And so I have something special for you guys today. This is going to serve as a little bit of a reminder. Someone special gave these to me to give to you, okay? So, let me give each of you one of those. Here. Sorry, John. There you go. All right, who can tell me what this is? Here, I've got more. Can anybody tell me what this is? What is it? It's a dollar coin. And yes, you know what? You guys get to keep it when you go back down. So, Merry Christmas. Yes, I'm paying your kids to listen to me. But anyway, this coin, here, let me pull one out here. Our government made this, right? And this can kind of serve as a reminder of our government. If you look on the one side, it says United States of America. Right? And our government makes this. They decided that it's worth a dollar because they're in charge. Right? And because our government is in charge, they can print whatever kind of money they want to. If they wanted to, they could print a $1,000 coin. Raise your hand if you want a $1,000 coin. Yeah, right? I want that coin. So, but our government can do that because they're in charge. Now, why am I giving you a coin? What does this have to do with Advent? So the government's in charge and they can print money. All right. Remember, we're talking about remembering God's promise. And we're going to get to why this is important. But I want to share a verse with you that God told Isaiah, this guy Isaiah, and he was a prophet. And that meant that when God would speak to Isaiah and then Isaiah would tell the people what God said. That's what a prophet was. And God... Because Israel had forgotten about his promise, God said, Isaiah, I want you to tell these people this. And literally, this was 400 years before Jesus was even born. 400 years, that's a long time. Do you know how long our country's been in existence? Like less than 300 years, so it's a long time. So here's what he said. He said, for unto us a child is born. He's talking about Jesus. A son is given, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. So this verse reminds us about God's promise to send a Savior for us. But it also, for those of us who know how things went, how Jesus came and he died and he went back to heaven for a while, it also reminds us that he's coming back. And we can look forward to that, right? So just like the coin in your hand, hold your coin out. Look at that coin. Just like the coin in your hand can remind you of our government, it can also remind you about the promise that God gave us that Jesus not only would come to earth, that he did, but that Jesus would come back and that his government would then be in charge forever. And it will be wonderful. So, and Jesus, he could make coins too if he wanted, because he's in charge, right? He can do whatever he wants, because and he will rule and his government will be in charge. So let me ask you guys a question. That promise that Isaiah gave to, or that God gave Isaiah to tell Israel, did that come true about Jesus, about the Savior coming? Did that promise come true? Did Jesus come? He did, didn't he? God kept his promise. So if God kept his promise that time, do you think God will keep his promise again? He will, won't he? And you can take that to the bank. So, literally. So when you guys go back and you have this coin, and you guys can remember that God keeps his promises and that he will come back someday and he will be in charge. Now, what can you guys do with a coin like this? Spend it, right? What else? Save it. Your mom and dad have taught you well. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Anybody else? You can also give it away, right? You could save it, spend it, or give it. That's kind of the three main things that you can do. So this is your coin. You guys are free to do it with what you want. I'm giving it to you because this is Giveaway Sunday, so I'm giving it to you, all right? So you guys can go sit down. Thank you for coming up. That was fun. So before Martin comes up here and brings the word to us, we want to do a song with you guys. We want to sing a song together. And I think that sometimes it's important to do this specifically. This song is called Speak, O Lord. And really my heart right now is that we can do is come together and just ask God to speak to us through his word, through the special message that Martin has to preach to us today. And I know that with my own life, when I come to God and I read my quiet times and I say, you know what, God, before I read, I want to give you freedom to just speak. I want to listen. I want to listen to what you have to say. And I want you to speak and I want you to change my heart, mold my heart. So let's do that. Let's just take a moment. Let's just close our eyes. Let's just prepare our hearts for what Martin has to say and what he has to bring to us. And just ask that God would speak to us.